Can you tell us a little bit more about your organization and what you're involved with?
Absolutely. We, the Young Women's Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation, is trying to create awareness that women under 40 can get breast cancer. So we're trying to, you know, let people know that. I was diagnosed when I was 36, so, and I wasn't aware of it. So I think it's something that we're trying to make sure that people understand that it is an issue. But we have an event that was started in 2009 by Elise Meyer, who was the head cheerleader at Mount Lebanon, and in conjunction with John Grogan, who was the athletic director. Elise's mom died in 2009 of breast cancer at the age of 46, so she had an idea to turn the stadium pink at Mount Lebanon, and so they did that. They did a fantastic pink out and raised a lot of money by doing just, you know, simple events, whether it was passing the bucket around at the game or selling cookies at lunch during the month and doing, you know, many different things at the school. They sold T-shirts. They did a lot of different fundraising activities. The result was a phenomenal pink out. Everybody came to the game in pink. It was the last home game. And so John Grogan actually, before they actually did the pink out, he sent out emails to everybody in the WTIAL. And so for the past few years, we've had a large number of schools participating, but we just want to continue to get the word out. So there's many different ways. We have people can go to our website. It's the Young Women's Breast Cancer Foundation.com and sign up your school. And there's a lot of free stuff that I can send, you know, pledge pages where people can honor moms or teachers or whatnot, people in the community. We have stickers, buckets to help you collect, pamphlets. We always have stickers for the football helmets for all the football teams. And then we actually have an e-store on there where you can purchase, you know, shoelaces and stuff like that that the football players like to wear.
Can you do us a favor and give that website out again, please, just so people can find it?
Yes, it is the Young Women's Breast Cancer Foundation.com. And the Pink Out game across Western PA is scheduled for October 28th this year. It's usually a last home game, the last game of the season, rather. But if your school doesn't have a home game that time, you can have your pink out, you know, whatever you want to. And also you can do, you know, students do things throughout the month to raise money. And it's a fantastic event. I mean, it's wonderful to see the creativity and the imagination of the high school students. And it's a great way to honor the survivors in your own community. So it's awesome. It's great. You know, you hear so much about, you know, teenagers, and this is such a good event and it's such a great opportunity for them to shine.
And of course, on October 28th, Mount Lebanon at Upper St. Clair. Will you be at that game by any chance, Jennifer, or will you be at another game?
No, I will be at the Upper St. Clair
game.
And it's funny because the Mount Lebanon actually had to have a pink out earlier because they did a national TV show about this. Story about Elise Meyer, which will be on later in October. But they had the firemen involved. The firemen had pink shirts on. They had pink. I mean, they had a huge pink ribbon painted on the field.
The community came out and turned out in full force.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was really it's awesome. And you know, the kids came up with all these amazing ideas. They found a pink morph suit, which is like, you know how the Blue Man Group turns
yes,
all blue.
Yes, absolutely. So they went
so
pink.
The kids, you should see the amazing ideas that the kids wore, and it's just fantastic. And, you know, not only is it a way to raise money, but it is definitely a way to honor the survivors or the folks that have, you know, lost the battle in your community.
Jennifer, real quick, so, I'm up against a break. Can you give that website one more time for people that want to get involved, and they should, on October 28th, please?
It's the Young Women's Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation, Young Women's Breast Cancer Foundation.com, and you can register your school on there, and we can give you all kinds of help.